Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew.
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Dave original podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Hypothetical Podcast, where I'm in charge now. Shut up. Josh and James will be answering whatever questions I fancy asking them in order to compete for this week's hypothetical prizes, which are my dog, Percy, jawless. He's old and I want a new one.
What?
I've got a dog called, he's called Percy. He's got no jaw.
Got no jaw?
He's got no jaw. He's got no bottom half.
How?
They took it off.
How does he smell?
I mean, it's a lighthearted joke, but he has got half a face. He's got half a face.
His tongue's just hanging out.
His tongue just it's fall out the bottom.
So has he still got the skin that would go over the jaw?
No, it's just a hole, just like the Sarlacc pit.
What?
Yeah.
So how does that understand?
He had a problem with his jaw, and the doctor said we put him down, or we take his jaw off and see how he handles it. And I said,
see how he handles it.
Was he not just drooling everywhere all the time? Is it not just like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't know. He's a dog. He loves that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
To summarise, I love animals. Then we've got some old stale toffee popcorn from yesterday that I've not bothered to clear away. And the third prize is a mini fridge.
Oh, I'll have that.
No, but it's got like a jar of blood in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's part of it.
It's a bad prizes, but... Yeah. The stale toffee popcorn, the highlight, to be fair.
You want the stale toffee popcorn? Well, I'm actually...
More than the jawless dog, if I'm honest.
Yeah, they've all congealed together because of the way the sugar... What happens with the sugar if you leave it out? So it's more like one plate of toffee popcorn.
Tell you he couldn't eat that, Percy. He wouldn't have a effing chance with it.
He'll give it a go. He's not got a lot on. Anyway. This week, I want you to compete with each other to see who wins my amusement. So we'll be doing a head-to-head. So without further ado, here's What Would You Do? Question one. I want a new pet. It's been covered. You have 24 hours to steal an animal from the local zoo. What do you do? Rules. The animal cannot be harmed. If it eats you, you lose. If you eat it, we ask you to leave. You must deliver the animal to me personally here. And I live on a ship.
Yeah, you got a circular window behind you.
Why are you in front of a porthole? In all seriousness, like, is that a design feature?
I asked for this when I moved in. They were like, "What do you need?" And I was like, "I need one of them."
Yeah.
No, I live by a big bit of water, so they thought put a big round window in to make me feel like I'm at sea.
Ah.
And tell you what, I hate it here.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel sick. There's loads of birds there. I chuck things out for them. I've got a pet swan.
Got a pet swan?
Yeah, I do. It comes every day. I chuck a big bit of bread out for him, but I don't do it anymore because he was getting a bit chatty. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I've got loads of animal friends. Anyway, you get a bonus point if you manage to steal the exact animal that I've pre-selected on the back of this envelope.
So, animals from the zoo. I go to London Zoo quite a lot. I'm a silver member at London Zoo. It entitles you to, you can go whenever you want for free.
Like 3 a.m?
No. No. As in, whatever day you want, you can just turn up and they'll let you in. Unless it's too full. And it's never too full. It's not that. It's not popular.
And you're allowed access all areas? You're in the cage?
I'm allowed to ride one animal of my choice each time I turn up as well, yeah.
What animals have you ridden at the zoo?
Well, I've yet to take advantage of that. Which animal would I go to steal from the zoo? There is a butterfly enclosure.
You think that's what I want from you from the zoo?
If I walked up to you with my hands like that, cupped, and then I opened them and there was a gorgeous butterfly from the, you know, wherever butterflies are from. But it's a
problem. I'd say thanks to the butterfly, and I'll get something from the zoo.
Would you not buy the butterfly as a zoo animal?
Well, even if I wanted one, I wouldn't ask you to steal me one from the zoo. I'd go to a field.
Well, it's the easiest one to steal because you literally walk through and they're there. I wonder if you walk out of the zoo with your hands cupped like that at all times, whether someone would accost you, do you think?
Yeah, it's suspicious to walk through a zoo like that. Yeah, sure.
Do you know what I'd do? This is what I'd do. I'd steal a penguin in my backpack, and then I'd walk through with my hands cupped like that as the distraction. So that when people said, wait a minute, mate, have you got a butterfly in there? I'd go, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, I'm just keeping my hands warm by holding them together in a cupped position. And no one would think he's also got a penguin in his backpack.
Or hollow out the penguin, wear that as a backpack, and be like, I got one in the gift shop, it's themed.
Hollow out the penguin, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're obsessed with removing body parts of animals, aren't you?
Yeah, the dog was never sick. I did it for fun. Just to see. There's no vet, I'm the vet.
I would say that you're playing a dicey game there, Josh. If you're cupping your hands and you're basically luring them over to you, and while they're looking in your hands, you're hoping the penguin in the backpack stays quiet.
Yeah, that is a good point, actually. I don't know why I'm trying to bring the idea of stealing an animal into their mind when I've got an animal on me. That feels,
yeah, yeah. That feels like... How long will it take for them to rumble you? They take you into the office and they're like, open your hands, and you're like, there's nothing in there. And they're like, but the bag is weird. The bag's making a noise. Yeah.
Squawking.
But yeah, that would be my plan. Because a penguin would fit in a backpack.
Okay. Well, let's see. You haven't harmed the animal, I assume.
No.
You haven't eaten it?
No.
Josh doesn't eat animals.
Don't eat animals.
No. Good for the planet, Josh. Well done.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
You're vegan, isn't it?
I'm not a vegan. I do my bit for the planet, you know. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you are in the zoo stuffing animals into your backpack, so let's not be too quick on the trigger. But how are we getting the penguin out of its enclosure into your bag? How's that happening?
I genuinely think with the penguin, you could just confidently walk in and just take it. Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that thing of if you just look like you belong and confidently do something, then people will buy it.
Yeah, and it's in a zoo, it might be a bit. Yeah,
I actually think also there'll be something in the gift shop, like a zoo T-shirt, that if you put on would look enough like you worked at the zoo.
Yeah, I guess so.
In fact, there is. I'm quite small, and there is children's zookeeper outfits that I've seen in the shop. That a novelty for children, but were I to put that on, I'd look like a zookeeper.
Maybe they just assumed that you, Josh Whittaker, had moved into Hard Times.
Yeah, and I was wearing a tiny little zookeeper outfit.
Yeah, yeah. Wearing a Charles zookeeper outfit, just chasing after a penguin.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people listening to this podcast might be saying this afterwards, you know, when it goes mad online. So I think I should just say it now, Huge. Are you saying penguin?
So this is a thing. I don't know how to say that word.
Yeah.
I've been told that I don't know how to say that word. And what a normal person would do was listen to the first person who said it and went, oh, I've made a stupid error. I'll don't know how to say it properly. But instead, I just double down and I'll just say it. I'll just keep saying it wrong until I get called out on a podcast that a lot of people listen to, I assume.
Penguin?
Yeah. Penguin.
So,
how are you meant to say it?
Penguin.
Most people would say how it's spelt, which is penguin, yeah. Like a pen, like that you write with, so a penguin. But you have said on more than one occasion, penguin. to the point where I have to reference it, otherwise I don't know the tweets we're going
to
get.
I think penguin is a funner way to say it than penguin.
Yeah.
Would you not
agree? Is that how we're approaching language from now on? What's the most fun way of doing it?
I've been told to try and bring a bit more of that into the sort of comedy that I do.
Yeah.
I was in my head subconsciously like, I hope they don't go penguin.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to have to say it like 17 times. Yeah. And I've just done it, 19 times now?
So has it been a problem throughout your life?
Yeah. I couldn't say soldier for a while, but I've managed to conquer that one.
Well done.
And it's a good thing too, just in time.
Sorry, Huge.
Anyway.
You live on a ship.
Yeah, I do.
So I'm going to go a Noah's Ark type thing. So I'm going to show off here and I'm going to bring you two of one animal.
Okay.
So I go to the zoo. I'm going to ask one of the zookeepers. I'm going to say, sorry, I'm meant to be meeting there's a zookeeper here, Christian fella. I can't remember his name though, but I'm meant to be meeting him. He goes to my church. I'll get the name of whoever is Christian on the zoo, on the staff.
Nice, yeah.
To that person. And then I'll say, so glad I found you. God spoke to me last night and said that I've got to build an ark. I built it in East London. Huge Davis is looking after it at the minute. But I need animals two by two. You got to help me sneak as many animals out of this zoo as possible. We've got a two by two this. Get them into the ark. Huge Davis's ship. So then when night falls, and that Christian zookeeper would have rallied everyone from their church, a bunch of other Christians on staff, and we'll all sneak out so many animals two by two because we think that the world's going to, I think there's another flood coming. And, you know, in the times that we're living at the minute, it's not like it's not believable, you know? People are worried this is end of days coming anyway. Global warming and stuff, you don't know. There might be massive floods soon, so I think I could convince them. We're looking like it's time again, guys. We need to two by two this. Get them all to you. You better be awake because we're going to be getting a lot of animals in through your door. If I had to just choose one,
yeah,
I'd just go for two elephants. I'm getting you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Well,
two elephants. That is good.
All the Christians to help me.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you're quite a believable Christian. I think if you said that you were a Christian and the rapture was coming, I'd let you have everything.
Yeah, I was raised Christian, so I know all the lingo. I spent loads of time in churches as a kid, so I know how to vibe with people like that.
You're just going to bring, like, what, two of every animal by yourself? Just what? Just down the, just on the tube?
With all the members of the zookeeper's church, we could all get two animals from each enclosure together. And do it all together as a team.
Are you going to dress in a kind of holy way?
Yeah, well, I'll just dress like everyone at my parents' church used to dress. So just very middle of the road. Don't want to dress like, you know, I've got an ego or that I'm vain. Really respectable outfit. Buttoned up, you know, buttoned up shirt. Some slacks, a belt, smart shoes.
You do kind of look a bit like now, like you're a vicar.
Yeah, got that vibe anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's like a massive leap.
You could be on Sky News at the moment discussing the new Archbishop of Canterbury appointment, and I'd totally buy it, actually.
Could be there talking about any Christian issues as being like, well, there are some interpretations of the Bible where if you go one way, it actually says that homosexuality is fine. So there are two schools of thought on this, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he's gone.
No. He's been taken.
He's genuinely disappeared.
By the big man.
His interpretation that the Bible says homosexuality is okay, and then that man, he lost his connection.
I'm careful. I'm going to watch what I say.
Oh, here he is.
Absolutely perfect point.
That is the timing of that is incredible.
quite.
And you still don't believe?
Quite scary, that.
Yeah. I'm going to change a few opinions I've got just to make myself safe. Okay. I like Josh's one. I like you put the animal in a backpack. That's like that's like out of Paddington or something.
Yeah, it's nice.
Like
and a couple of eye holes.
Yeah. But I think I do like James's a bit more because I like there's some sort of rapture involved.
Yeah.
That's like a bonus, definitely, that there's, you said that maybe everyone would die. In terms of, I do like your animals that you've given me. I like the elephants. I've never seen an elephant in real life before. No, I probably have in a zoo, but I've never touched one or ridden one. Or seen two. Bang. No, that could be good. I'd guessed. I wanted a bat.
Oh.
And I think between the two of you, say a penguin is closer to a bat than an elephant is. And I don't think anyone would fight me on that one.
No, I don't
think. So I'm going to give Josh an extra point for that.
Yes, thank you.
But I'm going to give James the 4 points because I like the rapture and I like to live in that world.
Thank you.
That means I guess I'll give James like 3 points.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'll give 3 points.
Yes.
So 3-1.
Great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Not for a Million Quid, but we bid on who has to do the thing in the question. Lowest bidder wins, and if you go too low and we find out you wouldn't do it, you lose points. I'll be bidding too because, who knows, I might win. So, how much to never use a bag again?
Oh, okay.
How much to never use a bag again? Rules includes suitcases, tea bags, bin bags, any food that comes bagged, sleeping bags, crisps, satchels, handbags, laptop case, a Dick Whittington style handkerchief on the end of a stick, putting your belongings in other people's bags, that counts too. You can have pockets, that's allowed. You can't tell anyone what you're doing. You can use the fanny pack in the States, but once you're in the UK, it becomes a bum bag and then you can't use it.
Okay.
And those are the rules.
That would be, it would be quite problematic, I will give you that. Because I hate loose tea. I think it's so weak. Okay. So disappointing when you get tea in a teapot. But so that would be an issue. But I could get over that.
That's the main issue for you, not being able to use a bag again, is you go straight to tea bags.
Having bits in your tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know when they bring out a teapot if you're in a cafe, it's always so weak and cold. There's the whole experience is just not, it's not for me. It's not for me. That's not my main issue. Do you think it's difficult, James?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's difficult?
I just think there's too many situations you'd need a bag. I think I use bags every single day and I don't realise it. I don't know how I do my shopping.
You just have to eat it in the shop, you know.
Were you to eat it in the shop, you'd just go to a restaurant. It'd be mad to eat out and decide to do it in Tesco's rather than do it in a cafe.
Yeah. So
if you said I'm just going to pop out for dinner, I'm going to go and eat it in Tesco's, that would be a mistake, wouldn't it? Surely you'd go to a restaurant. I suppose you could eat out for a year. That's what you'd have to do.
Well, I'd embrace that. That'd be a fun thing to do. To go.
Yeah.
It's a whole year where I just eat out the whole time. Although, I guess you would be doing delivery, but I would be asking them. I guess I'd put a plate and a knife and fork on my doormat. And when they come round, I just say, just put it on the plate, please. And then you've got to go away. And then I can open the door and get my food.
Yeah, because you could say I'm really pandemic conscious. So the bag freaks me out. I'm worried people have touched the bag.
So could you just handle my food personally, please? So could you just... Yeah.
You can arrange it nicely on the plate. First bites with the eye, remember?
So they'd arrive, and then I'd have to say, could you open the bag so I can just take the food straight out of it and leave you with the bag?
Well, I guess you're allowed pockets, so you'd have to be like, could you load them straight into my pockets? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you get the curry and just pour it straight down, just straight into my jacket pocket?
I think I'd use a pram, because you've got carrying capacity in the bottom of the pram. Mm. So, and also, you could just fill the pram with food, with stuff. I just have a pram at all times. That would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a pram's not a bag, definitely.
No, a pram's not. It's not a bag. So I think, actually, it'd be all right. Whenever I needed to go anywhere, I'd just take a pram.
What a funny word.
What, pram? It's one of those words that feels like it's short for something, but it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, pram, it feels like there must be a longer version. It must be called a pramacopter or whatever it is, but we just call it a pram now. But it's not.
It's a pram.
And also, a pram is something that you can pretty much put whatever you want on a pram.
Sorry, Huge. Are you calling it a prim?
Yeah. Don't. Two in a row. That's a shame.
Sorry.
You can put whatever you want on a pram and no one's going to say anything. Like, it's the basic excuse for you to, like, if you go to the park, like, I first saw you in the park of the pram and I looked in and it was like a watermelon and some scotch eggs. I'd be like, yeah, that's all right. That's fine. Yeah. That's just something that happens in the park.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to make sure you walk through the park.
Yeah. And to be honest, it's probably more practical than any other bags because it's you can get to it. It's like the bed, so that you can lay it all out. It's on wheels, so it's easier to carry. It's not going to cause any back problems. If anything, it's making my life better that I'm just converting all of my carrying needs into a pram.
Yeah. I put a butternut squash in a pram last lockdown.
Did you?
It was really big. I was going to make butternut squash soup, and then I drew a face on it for a laugh. And then I put a nappy on it as well, because it was like, why not? And then I just grew attached to it, and then called it Lloyd's, and then I put it to bed every evening. And then I'd push it around the park.
This is true.
I did this, honestly.
What is going on? Did huge, isn't it? Is this real?
I've got photos. Yeah. Well, I was alone for lockdown, so.
Can I ask, did you buy him specifically?
No, he was just huge. He was like comically big.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be fun to just draw a face on him just before I was about to cook him, and then I drew a face on him.
And then you couldn't cook him.
And then a nap. And then a nappy. Yeah, I couldn't do it anymore. It was a really nice face too. Really friendly. Couldn't put him in the oven. Couldn't do it. And I watched TV with it and stuff. I had dinner with it.
Mm.
And then it the problem, because it was good as well, because I saw online that squashes, they take like maybe 5 months to kind of waste away. So I had it for a long time, Lloyd.
We were doing 3 weeks just to, you know, flatten the curve.
Yeah. And then I had to bury it because it was starting to, but I couldn't just, but so I took my niece to the park and then we buried it together and I taught her about death. She didn't understand. She thought it was very funny. She loved it.
Yeah, I bet she thought it was funny.
How old is she?
She was three at the time.
Right.
We also had a minute silence too, and she didn't understand that either. No. I was like, look at the floor. But you know what? They say death is a celebration, and it was for her.
Mm.
She loved every minute.
It was funny. What was his name, the butter squash?
Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Did you love him?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The start of it was like a funny joke and I was laughing a lot when I was doing it.
Yeah.
But then as the months went on and I realised that I'd have to bury Lloyd, I did get quite upset.
Oh,
like sorry. Wilson?
Yeah, like Wilson. Yeah, like Tom. My life is very similar to the life of Tom Hanks in Castaway, yeah. But Tom Hanks' niece didn't laugh when Wilson drift offshore. I'll send you guys the photos after this is done. Yeah.
Please do.
I swear I believe you. I swear. I know you keep saying it's true. And I keep going, yeah, I know, I agree. I don't know. It genuinely is true. I totally agree. And if it's not, fair play to you.
Well done for really going all in.
I wish it wasn't true, to be honest.
It's mad.
The dark time.
It's insane way to behave.
So, in conclusion, I'm going to convert to a pram, which every time I say now is a funny word. And I think it would improve my life, so I'd do it for quite a low amount of money.
I think it would ruin my life. Shopping-wise, and when I'm travelling for work, that's going to be an issue.
Can you just put all the clothes on?
All my clothes?
Yeah, just put everything on, like in the airport, you know? If you've gone overweight, you just put all your clothes on.
Like Joey and friends?
Yeah, just wear everything.
I could do that, but I think I'd still need to be paid a lot of money to be doing that for an entire tour or whatever I'm going on. So,
okay,
I'd say a million.
Only 100 quid.
What?
100 quid. I'm going for the pram idea. You go a million.
It's for a year.
I think I've nailed it. I think I've actually got the right answer. I think it's easy.
I've got about £1,000. I'd get like a bin and then I'd put the rope around the bin and wear that as sort of a... I don't think that counts as a bag, does it? A bin?
No, what, so you'd wear...
Can I wear a bin?
A bin on your back as a kind of backpack?
Yeah, I just say it was like a new thing that people were doing. Uh-huh. I think I've got like the personality to just say it was a new thing that people were doing and no one would really say anything.
I think at the point when you're burying the butternut squash in the park, people aren't going to question the bin.
To teach your niece about death.
Teach your niece about death.
All right, I'll say it. The lowest wins. I say Josh wins. And I say Josh gets 3 points. And I say James gets... no points.
You've now won by 1 point, Josh.
4-3.
4-3.
Yeah, 4-3.
That's a classic game. That's an action-packed game. If it was football, I'd watch it.
From 3-1 down to win 4-3, that's an absolute... That's Liverpool v Newcastle. That is an absolute classic.
Yeah.
Sadly, that I think the whole thing will be overshadowed by the fact that the main takeaway is the butternut squash anecdote.
Yes.
And that's all we've got time for on this week's Hypothetical. And that's all we've got time for. Sorry, just...
What a gear change.
Yeah, and that's all we've got time for on this week's Hypothetical Podcast. And this week's winner is Josh. You win old popcorn, toffee popcorn. You win a dog called Percy with no jaw. And you win a mini fridge with a jar of blood in it. Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Cheers, mate. Much appreciated.
Thanks very much, everyone. Bye.
Hypothetical the Podcast is a Hattrick production for Dave. All episodes of Hypothetical the TV show are available on UK TV Play.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever wondered what it'd be like to nose around a comedian's house, take their stuff and see how much money you can make by selling it?
No, that's a pretty niche thing, to be honest. Bit creepy, really.
But that's the premise of Dave's brand new comedy podcast, Hard Sell, with me, Josh Jones.
And me, Darren Harrier. We're going to travel the country, visiting the homes of different comedians, chatting about their spending habits before grabbing one of their favourite possessions and giving ourselves 1 week to try and sell it for charity. In a competition to see who can raise the most money.
It's a right laugh as we get to meet amazing funny people like Kima Bob, Joel Dommett, Ria Lina, Ivo Graham, Josh Pugh and lots more.
But also sort of like an incredibly stressful cheese dream where we're trying to shift what are essentially stolen goods against the clock. It's bonkers.
Hard Sell with Josh Jones
and Darren Harrier.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.